The woman was deceived. When Adam was created and placed in the garden, Lucifer, the fallen cherub, was jealous of Adam's position as master of the renewed planet. Lucifer, having become the devil, had previously made himself the enemy of God in his program. He did not want God to be successful at replenishing the earth. From the very beginning, it was in the devil's dark heart to lure Adam into disobeying his creator. Satan would make Adam into the same rebel that he himself had been for such a long time. But Satan did not approach Adam. He waited and watched. When God finished with Adam, he gave him the job of naming all the animals. He commanded the first man not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and he told him to subdue the earth and have dominion over the animal kingdom. His principal job was to dress and keep the garden, Genesis 2:15. So even before Eve was created, Adam was a full-grown man, firmly rooted in his relationship with God and fully engaged in his life's work. Adam was alone as he attended to his vocation and obeyed the command of his Creator. In going about the task of fulfilling his duties, he became aware of a need that he could not define, even though he observed it in the male and female behavior of the animals. He was lonely. He had no one with whom to share his achievements and conquests. God, in watching Adam, said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make an helpmeet for him." Genesis 2:18. God put Adam to sleep and took a rib from his side to make of it a woman to be his helper and to meet his needs. Satan could have tempted this lonely man at any time, for he had no knowledge of good and evil, but Satan waited for the creation of the weaker vessel. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the transgression. 1 Timothy 2:13 and 14. Satan knew that the man could not be deceived, but the woman could. So when she drew near to the tree, he convinced her that life would be better if she sought the higher state of being, like the gods, gaining spiritual insight into the nature of good and evil. Eve was deceived in three ways. One, she followed her flesh in desiring the tree for its food properties. Two, she succumbed to its beauty, desiring it for its pleasant appearance. She did not follow logic, she followed her sensibilities. Three, she wanted deeper spiritual insights than those provided by God. The source of Eve's failure was her unwillingness to believe God and her husband. She was meant to be Adam's helper, but she helped herself to spiritual knowledge and acted independently, becoming his downfall instead of his helpmate. Why did Satan avoid Adam and approach Eve with his offer of greater spirituality? Lucifer is a male being, Isaiah 14:12 through 20. He understands the natural resistance of the male. He knows males say no just to prove they are in command. But Lucifer could see that this soft, sweet female was vulnerable. God had made her by nature to be responsive, and she was trusting and naive. Being willing to rationalize, she could be deceived, having the best of intentions. In my mind, I picture the man being created heavily armored. His armor is helpful both spiritually and physically. God loaded him down with resistances, giving him a nature that is doubting, skeptical, forceful, and pushy. God knew that in order for man to survive and even prosper, he would need a natural armor that would drive him to keep pushing against the odds while enjoying the challenge. God knew that Satan was a liar and the master of deceit, so he created man to question first and believe later. Man's objectivity and lack of intuitiveness make him appear less spiritual than the sensitive, believing female. As a general rule, man is ruled more by his mind than the female, who is governed more by her sensibilities. Picture God is deliberately creating the woman without this armor, because he intended for her to stand behind her husband's armor. He was to be her covering, her shield, and her protector. Satan was able to deceive her when she left Adam's side and confronted the devil's logic alone. She didn't have the armor to ward off his fiery darts of deceit. God designed the woman to be sensitive and vulnerable for the sake of the little ones whom she must nurture. The soul of a mother had to be vulnerable, the outer shell thin. She must be quick to feel, to hurt, to love, to have compassion, to take in the broken and to believe the best. Vulnerability is a woman's greatest natural asset and the point of her greatest weakness. A woman can become tough and hard, skeptical and cautious in relationships, just like a man. She can become guarded and cynical, but in so doing, she is no longer feminine, no longer attractive to a man, and she will even begin to not like herself. Unprotected by the covering of her husband, she will grow miserable, fighting her own battles and trying to survive on equal footing with men. Just look at the faces and mannerisms of outspoken feminists and lesbians. In their attempt to shed their vulnerability and express their independence, feminists begin to exhibit traits and behaviors completely outside of their created feminine nature. They lose their beauty and charm and become very poor excuses of men.